Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there.
It's as simple as this. When two boys sit next to one another, they can sense a desire in one another. Waiting for the heavy sweat to dry off after gym, when the showers are too far away to get to if you want to make the next class on time. Stinking and hoping to God that no one knows how deep they stink. They want. They desire. They crave. Every girl who walks by is a fire. They have visited the temples of gods and goddesses. They are prospective members of all of the cults. The cult of women with large chests. The cult of women from Hispanic backgrounds. The cult of men and women who like to tie each other up and gag each other. The cult of women who desire and ask for semen to be thrust on their face and over their eyes. The cult of men who desire other men. The cult of dark women and dark men. The cult of people caught without pants on. The cult of women and men who do not look into the camera. Sitting quietly, while the ticking of the clock persists, hormones rising in their heavy hands, each fingertip desires so much. It's overwhelming. You know the feeling. It's like this. Each body is a prism, and in the heart of that prism is the gem center. It's not by chance that the union of almost any two pelvises will cause such a strong reaction for or against the other. At the gem center, all of life pours through the prism body to the point of conception, which is birth, and back through the other side. The two boys, each unsure of how the other feels in the most literal sense, strike each other as deep wanting. I want, 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 I want. Horny together, but never sharing horniness. It's more than taboo. It's a constant, so ingrained in the body that it can never be thanked. There is no, I am proud. There is no, I am thankful for this abundance of hormones, for my thick blood passing through the parts of me that want sex more than I can even have sex. Their desire unfolds within them. One will find himself that night in bed alone. The other will wander, sleepwalking, to a girl's house, to find that girl also sleepwalking. It's 4 a.m. The refrigerator door is open because both the boy and the girl want to get into the fridge. They share an earnest dream. It's the dead of winter, and the refrigerator is the safest place to be. It's where the birds and the bears can't get you. If you make even a peep, Mama's gonna find out, so shh. So we should take off our clothes first. It's 4 a.m. A boy and a girl in the green light of the night moon reflecting off the great oak trees while all the grimy neighbors are asleep and there's a hum of the electrical power running through and through the girl's house. The boy takes off his shirt. He unbuttons it and then unbuttons his pants. The girl unzips her hoodie, takes off her shirt and then her bra. The clothes all fall on the floor. They do not talk. The whole process only takes a matter of minutes. When the clothes are all off, they throw them in the edge because they know that if they want to leave them on the floor, the bears might find them. Inside the fridge is small, and guess what? It's also sort of warm, so they huddle together. This time, with their cheeks together. It's dark, but wait. Wait, there it is. It's a bear. There's one, and there's one, and there's another. The whole platoon of them marching loosely 4 inches off the ground, which is fantastic, the boy points out, and the girl in awe grabs her crotch at the sight of it. But what they don't notice is that they're melting together, and they're coming together and crying together. They come in tears sticky on their skin. A dripping boy and a dripping girl in the fridge opens his eyes slowly, says, "Your skin is sparkling like a glacier," kisses his neck. "You are too." "Where are we?" "In the fridge." "Why?" "Because there are bears outside and Mama says be careful." The fluid's mixing and hardening. In the morning, Mama comes down to find a chrysalis, a memento, the darkest satisfaction. Mutterings of the future. What will the guidance counselor think of all this? We've never seen this before in this house. And where did they put the vegetables and the meat? And where did they put the rabbits that we're going to slaughter for dinner?